Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny show this morning. With that mention, I would also like to remind you all that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of St. Lawrence, where this is recorded weekly. I'd also like to remind you all that we can also be heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM in the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. We can also be heard via www.oshawarocks.com. from the heart of the Durham County and also the Greater Toronto area, as well as over the World Wide Web at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. With that all mentioned, I'd like to welcome you all here to the second hour this morning. Now, I would also like to do a double feature to welcome you all into the second hour. With that, I would like to remember the 88th birthday of none other than Smiley Bates. With that, Smiley was born October 16th of 1937 in Bent River, Ontario, and passed away sadly at the age of 59 on January 8th of 1997. With that mentioned, to me, Smiley had one of the most haunting voices in all Canadian country music. So let's remember him this morning with first a song called They're All Going Home But One, and then we'll follow with another story song called The Postcard. With that, I would like to welcome y'all into this morning's program and say good morning to all my listeners.
There were five of us boys in the family. We told our dear mama goodbye and left our little home down in Georgia, our luck in the city to try. We agreed to go back there and see her when 2 years had passed away. She told us that she would be waiting, that 2 years is over today. They're all going home to mama tonight. They're all going home but one. And mama will be oh so happy tonight and proud of each fortunate son. But one of her boys will be missing. There's one that she'll fail to see. They're all going home to mama tonight. They're all going home but me. Tonight it's so dark here in prison. I sit gazing out through the bars. I'm thinking of Mom in Georgia. I can still see her face in the stars. The rest were all steadfast and loyal. Not one tear would they cause her to shed. But I was the one who disgraced her. A criminal, better off dead. They're all going home to mama tonight. They're all going home but me. See him sitting on the cold winter sidewalk. Nothing in his pocket but a dime. And an old postcard that he received on Christmas. It's all faded and it's slightly stained with wine. He's a loser and a loner and a drinker. And he ain't hardly worth wasting the time. When people gives him money, he just drinks it up. And the writing on his postcard is all that's on his mind. And it says, Daddy, are you still at the factory? Do the people still call you sir and smile? The way they did before I had to leave you. Daddy, I'm so proud to be your child. the factory where he worked fired him for drinking. But the reasons for it no one tried to find. They never cared that his wife had died in sickness, and his daughters living with Aunt Caroline. And they found him on a park bench down in L.A. They couldn't notify his next of kin, for the only thing they found upon his body was the writing on the postcard in his hand. And it says, "Daddy, are you still at the factory? Do the people still call you sir and smile the way they did before I had to leave you? And Daddy, I'm so proud to be your child. And Daddy, I'm so proud to be your child."
Now, friends, following those classics by Smiley Bates, we are once again back here, and it's that time in the program to welcome our very special guest of honor, none other than our beloved furry mascot and beloved co-hostess, to our program. That, of course, is Simbush the Wonder Husky. And to welcome Lo Simbush to our program this morning, I'd like to salute a collection of great Mac Beattie songs that she has selected for y'all, which are all to do with the Ottawa Valley. Now, Mac was very well known for having written beautiful songs and poems about the Ottawa Valley. And with that, let's begin with Back in Those Pakenham Hills. Then we'll follow with Take Me Back to the Madawaska Valley. We'll then hear from one of the most iconic songs and what I would class as one of his signature songs called My Renfrew County Home. And then we'll wrap up with another classic called My Carleton County. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. And thank you, Simbush, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends.
How I wish that I was just a little boy again, back in the Pakenham Hills, running through the morning dew, knee deep in fields of grain, back in the Pakenham Hills. Green mossy river banks where tall brown cattail grows, down by the old stone woolen mills. The willows share their beauty where the Mississippi flows, back in the Pakenham Hills. Waterfall was just across the ridge, back in the Pakenham Hills, where I've trod with fishing rod down by the old stone bridge, back in the Pakenham Hills. There on the grassy hills where Holstein cattle graze, dandelions add their golden frills. Oh, what a gift to just relive those happy childhood days, back in the Pakenham Hills. Way, way, way back in the Pakenham Hills. Way, way, way back in the Pakenham Hills.
When the summer sun's declining, or the hardwoods on the hills, and the lonesome whippoorwills begin to call, then my lonely heart starts parting with the beauty it instills for that valley that I love the best of all. So take me back to the Madawaska Valley. Let me spend a holiday in the hills of Barry's Bay. How I'm longing for the lakes of Calabogie, and the beauty of the valley home of mine. Down the Quadville Road I'll wander, where the old stone fences lay, where our great-grandparents worked the land to clear. To the Palmer just up yonder, where the river wends its way through the peaceful little ville of Cumbermere. So take me back to the Madawaska Valley. Let me stroll beneath the pines by the old black dotted mines. I'm longing for the hills of Mount St. Patrick and the beauty of the valley home of mine. From Algonquin Park and Whitney, where the valley waters start, flowing east to Madawaska round the bend. How the beauty of it hits me, Mother Nature's won my heart, when I reach Iron Prior at the river's end. So take me back to the Madawaska Valley. How I miss the golden haze of those drowsy autumn days. God has made it and created earth and heaven in the beauty of that valley home of mine. In the Madawaska Valley, home of mine. Where the little Bonshare River winds its way down from the hills and across two valley fields of grain and corn. Through the little town of Renfrew, not far from Eganville, in my Renfrew County home where I was born. In my Renfrew County home, my Renfrew County home, how I'm dreaming of you every night and morn. In my dreams my memory goes back to where the Bonshare flows, in my Renfrew County home where I was born. Now I was raised beside the river in a little log homestead that my great-grandparents built in simple mold. I can still recall the river with the blue skies overhead and the trail they call the Umpiyama Road. In my Renfrew County home, my Renfrew County home, how I'm dreaming of you every night and morn. In my dreams my memory goes back to where the Bonshare flows, in my Renfrew County home where I was born. Where the maple trees are turning red, and go wandering down that country road along the river shore, and visit with the folks on my homestead. In my Renfrew County home, my Renfrew County home, how I'm dreaming of you every night and morn. In my dreams my memory goes back to where the Bonshare flows, in my Renfrew County home where I was born. In my Renfrew County home where I was born. I've seen places pretty, both country and city, from Vancouver to Montreal, from St. John's to Juneau, I've been, and do you know that Carleton County beats all? You can't beat the sunrise at Kinburn, or the grain fields of Carp and Fitzroy. The pretty girls there make the men turn. You better go there and see them, my boy. The farmers are jolly, you'll like them by golly. They're experts at tilling the soil. They meet and debate there to better their state there, to Carleton County their loyal. Dairy cattle and flatlands and beef on the highlands, from Blackburn on to Dwyer Hill. And if you like shopping, perhaps you'll be stopping at Metcalf and maybe Serville. At harvest, the countryside's pretty. At Richmond, they hold their fall fair. The good folks drive out from the city, from Northmore and most everywhere. In summertime, we go to cars on the Rideau. The green pastures beckon me here. There's good boating, sailing, the home of Bill Whalen, the country's top-notch auctioneer. And fishing, and if you are wishing to witness a good softball game, I know you won't sit still if you go to Skidsville, cause out there they've gained quite the fame. The old folks will make you so welcome, the young ones are jolly and free. Whenever there's dancing, they all come and make it a real jamboree. So give me this land where there's beauty and grandeur and good friendly neighbors to call. Our ancestors made it, and I wouldn't trade it for Carleton County beats all.
I'm just singing Newfoundlander and I sing a happy song.
Hello friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program following Simbush's top favorites to pay tribute to the Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that shared, I'd like to salute a collection of songs all to do, again, with the Ottawa Valley. And these are by true icons of Canadian country music. First, we'll hear from Tim Hermey and his classic Maple Leaf Swing about the old Sunnydale Acres where Mac Beattie and all them used to do dances. Then we'll follow with the Canadian Plowboy himself, Orville Prophet, and his classic Lay My Head in Carleton County. We'll then follow with Howard Hayes, good friend of mine from up there in Ottawa again, and his classic called My Gatineau Valley Home. And we'll wrap up with none other than Mac Beattie once again and his classic called On the Banks of the Ottawa. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and share that these are truly iconic Canadian gems. Welcome in, friends.
Friday night to Sunnydale Acres, and we'd dance to the melody. As I'd hold you in my arms, we'd swing around the floor. We fell in love all over again. Remember the night you said you'd marry me, and I gave you your was there at the dance. We found romance as we danced to the Maple Leaf Swing. As we two-step across the hardwood, swinging to and fro, we enjoyed the heat from that wood burning stove. Memories from the years are good and really soothe the soul and keep us in the valley that we love. wood burning stove. Memories from the years are good and really soothe the soul and keep us in the valley that we love. We'd see all our friends each Friday night and meet outside in the park. We'd share a jug or two, then we'd don our shoes and dance to the maple leaf swing. As we two-step across the harbor, swinging to and fro, we enjoyed the heat from that wood burning stove. Memories from the years are good and really soothe the soul and keep us in the valley that we love. Remember the night you said you'd marry me, and I gave you your own diamond ring. It was there at the dance
and dreams that came up empty. Now I know what I must do. Now I'm bound for Carlton County to the dream that will come true. I'll lay my head in Carlton County upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy's dreams come together in the land where I was born. I'll lay my head in Carlton County upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy's dreams come together in the land where I was born. I'll lay my head in Carlton County upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and and this old cowboy dreams come together in the land where I was born. I'll lay my head in Carlton County upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy
there's a place that's in my memory as I sit alone tonight and gaze out through the haze of glow signs and city lights. Back to where the Gatineau River winds its way and twists along in my dear old Gatineau Valley home, the place where I was born. nestle there between the mountains, the Laurentians on one side, the Urlies on the other. It's a sportsman's paradise. There's skiing in the winter and there's hunting in the fall. The kindest hospitality is shown by one and all. Take me back to the old Gatineau Valley, where the air is so pure and the people are so kind, where you'll never hear the mention of anyone's intention to leave the peaceful valley in beauty far behind. People come from miles away just to see the many scenes along the Gatineau River. They say it's like a dream, the many different colors of the leaves in the fall, and country music can be heard most any time at all. Take me back to the old Gatineau Valley, where the air is so pure and the people are so kind, where you'll never hear the mention of anyone's intention to leave the peaceful valley in beauty far behind.
Born to be a river hog, a braceset boy on a white pine log, raised in beets and whiskey. Cut my teeth in a crosscut saw at the early age of 10. Chumped around with the river men, ran the boomsticks end to end. Roll the logs with the best of them.
Roll the logs with the best of them.
Young and limber, riding timber, peavy pike pole, axe and saw. Got my boyhood education on the banks of the Ottawa.
On the banks of the Ottawa.
In my teens I shot off steam, playing goal for the hockey team. Kicked out pucks I never saw on the banks of the Ottawa. Red through lines, Pembroke Kings, Portsmouth Falls, Carlton Place, Red Wings, and I'm Friars Green Shirt Crew. The game was rough and the fans were too.
The game was rough and the fans were too.
Young and cocky, playing hockey, every night our shins were wrong. Got my hockey education on the banks of the Ottawa.
On the banks of the Ottawa.
So I'll sing this song of praise for the town of my boyhood days. Braeside Village on the hill, lumber town with the big sawmill. Now I'm married, what the hang? Gonna raise me a river gang. They'll raise heck just like their pa on the banks of the Ottawa.
On the banks of the Ottawa.
Young and limber, riding timber, peavy pike, pole, axe and saw. Got my boyhood education on the banks of the Ottawa. Young and limber, riding timber, peavy pike, pole, axe and saw. Got my boyhood education on the banks of the Ottawa.
On the banks of the Ottawa.
On the banks of the Ottawa. On the banks of the Ottawa. On the banks of the Ottawa.
Hi folks, I'm Carol Baker. You're listening to the Way Back, my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. I know you're going to love the show.
Ten little fingers reached out to rescue me.
Now friends, following those classic Canadian Northern gems, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to welcome our beloved shortest member of our morning team to our program. That, of course, is Gunny, our beloved Dash Hound, who may be short, but she makes it up with a giant personality and an even bigger smile. With that mentioned, Gunny has her collection of more of the funner novelty-style songs that Mac Beattie recorded over the years. First, we'll hear a song called Mary Ellen from the Bay, and then we'll follow with a song that will be an activity that everybody will be looking forward to in the coming weeks. That, of course, will be Snowmobiling, and then we'll follow with Peter Pumpkin Eater by Mac Beattie himself. And with that, I would like to welcome you all to this weekend's program, and also thank Gunny, our beloved Dash Hound, for her weekly picks. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Mary Ellen was just 5'2" and came from Barry's Bay. where she learned to yell and yahoo in that good old valley way. From the lookout hill at Wilno, when the air was clear and still, you could hear her yell in Brudenell, clean down to Eganville. You'd hear echoes, echoes, echoes in the valley all day through. You'd hear echoes, 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 Mary Ellen's yahoo. As for Quellen, Mary Ellen, well, there really was no way, for she'd yahoo, yes, she'd yahoo in the valley all the day. From the hills of Mount St. Patrick, where square dancing has great fame, came a handsome square dance caller, Michael Patrick was his name. He could holler this young caller, sure the like she never knew, and when they'd step dance on the corner, he would always yahoo. You'd hear echoes, echoes, echoes in the valley all night through. You'd hear echoes, 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 Michael Patrick's yahoo. And the folks all like young Michael, for they came to hear him call and to see him do his yahoo in Mount St. Patrick Hall. Now the folks all around the valley knew that they would meet someday, Michael Patrick from the mountain, Mary Ellen from the bay. And finally, one Saturday at Calabogie Hall, Mary Ellen gave a yahoo when Mike got up to call. There were echoes, echoes, echoes in the valley near and far. There were echoes, 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 Killaloo to Calendar. And our pretty Mary Ellen fell in love with Michael too. Now they make a double echo, yahoo. You'll hear echoes, echoes, echoes in the valley, yes sirree. You'll hear echoes, little echoes, now they've raised a family. And if you check three little echoes, you will find out just who's who. There's little Mary, little Patrick, and the baby's called yahoo. There are echoes, 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 echoes. Now the snow is on the ground, you will hear that buzzing sound. They go buzzing by the dozen o'er the fields. Red and yellow, blue and green, every type of a machine. Everybody's got the bug for snowmobiles. Snowmobiles,
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 snowmobiles.
Everybody's got the bug for snowmobiles. Snowmobiles,
snowmobiles,
snowmobiles. Oh, the more you go skadoobin', the younger you will feel. My old neighbor Billy Brown, biggest skinflint in her town, wouldn't pay 5 cents to see a girly show. But he got bitten like the rest, and his snowmobile's the best. He's the biggest snowmobiler that I know. Snowmobiles,
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 snowmobiles.
Everybody's got the bug for snowmobiles. Snowmobiles,
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 snowmobiles.
Oh, the more you go skadoobin', the younger you will feel. My old grandma's 94, and they said she'd walk no more. What a sight, she had arthritis in the back. But she bought a snowmobile, and you ought to hear her squeal. She goes buzzing by the leader of the pack. Snowmobiles,
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 snowmobiles.
Everybody's got the bug for snowmobiles. Snowmobiles,
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 snowmobiles.
Oh, the more you go skadoobin', the younger you will feel. Now at home there's nothing doing, everybody's gone skadooing. You can't beat them, better join them, that's the rule. So here goes, I'll take the chance, get a loan from the finance, and look out, here comes a real skadooing fool. Snowmobiles,
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 snowmobiles.
Everybody's got the bug for snowmobiles. Snowmobiles,
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 snowmobiles.
Oh, the more you go skadooing, the younger you will feel. The more you go skadooing, the younger you will feel.
the more you go canoeing, the younger you will feel. The more you go canoeing, the younger you will feel.
There's a tiny little guy who's very dear to me. Blondish hair and big blue eyes, his age is half past three. Every night he holds me tight and climbs upon my knee. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, Daddy sing to me. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, all the kiddies call. He comes running and they're funnin', doesn't mind at all. Jolly grin upon his chin, he's happy all the time. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, little boy of mine. Brother Johnny, sister Bonnie, they both love him too. With his mummy, he's quite chummy, little eyes are blue. His cat Bozo follows him, he owing all the time. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, little boy of mine. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, all the kiddies call. He comes running and they're funnin', doesn't mind at all. Jolly grin upon his chin, he's happy all the time. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, little boy of mine. Someday he'll grow up, I know, and go out on his own. And I know we'll miss him so when he's away from home. In the meantime, we'll enjoy each ray of his sunshine. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, little boy of mine. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, all the kiddies call. He comes running and they're funnin', doesn't mind at all. Jolly grin upon his chin, he's happy all the time. Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, little boy of mine.
Everybody, this is Gloria Ann Carrier Prophet, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back for the Best in Traditional Country Music.
Cause when it comes to making music, darling, don't you know you and I are stereo.
Once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our program this morning, and that, of course, is none other than our second half of this three-part interview with our good friend and the queen of the Ottawa Valley Entertainers, in my opinion, Miss Gail Gavin. During the second half of the interview, Miss Gail shares with y'all about her upcoming Christmas tour, which begins in December, but I wanted to hit a bit on it before the December holidays come, so we'll follow this with an all-time classic by Mac Beattie that he recorded and is an all-time favorite among the fans of this show, called The Turkey's End. With that, here now is our good friend and a very true queen of the Ottawa Valley Entertainers, Miss Gail Gavin. So that's what makes the Ottawa Valley so unique? I know you're among the queens of the Ottawa Valley singers, in my opinion.
Oh, Jesus. Well, thank you, Johnny. Hi, that's kind of humbling. I don't, you know, I think only when you leave do you realize how special it is. When I moved to Montreal to go to school, to go to university,
yes,
I came back with new eyes and I went, oh, this is such a cool place to live. Because everybody seems to know everybody. Everyone's related to everybody. There's a community connection between everybody. There's hardworking farmers, and everybody seems to be kind and caring. And
they know everybody, like you were saying.
And they know everybody, and everybody's helping everybody. It's a big farming community on both sides of the Ottawa River.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a farmer, you got to be honest and work hard, and that mentality comes down through the next generation and the next generation.
Exactly. Yes.
And people appreciate the music, they appreciate the animals, they appreciate the farms, appreciate life, and they look after each other. You know, whereas in big cities, that, like I went to Montreal, They're going 150 miles an hour.
Exactly.
Everybody's in a hurry. And
everybody's out to get everybody, and they don't know their neighbors. And
right. So I'd come home on the weekends from Montreal, and I'd be so happy because, you know, there was music. As soon as I'd walk in the door, everybody was out to dance. They'd worked hard all day. Because music is therapy. Music is joy. Music just helps you relax, helps you feel good.
Exactly. No matter
what kind of music it is. So, And, you know, there was, like, a lot of Irish and Irish and Polish and Scottish and German and that melting pot of people. But they all came here with nothing, and they all learned to work together side by side and build. And you know, like, Polish community are proud of their music, and the Germans and the Scottish love their music. The Irish love their music. The French love their music. And like I said, music is what pulls people together.
Very true. Yes, very true. So share with us about your Christmas tour coming up.
Oh my goodness. I'm so glad you asked. So we, a friend of mine, Donnie Marcotte, he used to work for CTV. His brother, Terry Marcotte, did sports on CJOH every night at 6 o'clock. And Donnie was a producer for CTV. And actually his boss at one time was Max Keeping.
Oh yes, and Max.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
yes.
John Beatty, Mac Beatty's son.
Okay.
But anyway, then Donnie got moved to Alberta with CTV, but I met him somewhere a couple of years ago, and he was doing a show here in Ottawa. And he said, "Gail, you know, when I come home, I just feel so good. I see the mountains and see the river." And he said, "We got to do something about the Pontiac." And I said, "What about Christmas in the Pontiac?" He said, "Oh, that's a great idea."
Yes.
So he pulled together Jeremy Rusu, who is a phenomenal multi-instrumentalist, and his wife, Annie Davey. Jeremy goes out to play with Calvin Volrath all the time out in Alberta for fiddle jams. He can play any genre of music and play about 19 instruments. And then Danny Blackwell.
Yes, of course, Danny, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He worked for a while with Wayne Rostad.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. So it was Danny Blackwell and Jeremy and Annie, and then Danny's son Jordan, and myself. So we put together a show called Christmas in the Pontiac, and what we do is all our favorite Christmas songs, we include those, and then I sing some songs about the Ottawa Valley, like Little Shack Up the Pontiac, and the Pontiac song, and Gavin's Hotel, and Fred's Hotel at Chapel, Quebec.
Okay.
And we talk about the times growing up in the Pontiac, Christmases past.
Much the same as Wayne always did with Christmas in the Valley, I'd imagine.
Yes. And, you know, I guess we got inspired. We definitely got inspired by Wayne. I just adore Wayne and what he's done over the years for music and for Canada. You know, it's stories and songs and music, and it's so much fun. You know, it's when people get together, we encourage them to sing along, and people are singing along in these places, and you just feel uplifted, and you get the real meaning of Christmas.
The Christmas spirit, if I may.
As opposed to just bye.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah. And so where's some of your shows going to be this year?
Okay, so Friday, December 12th, we are in Manotick at the Manotick United Church.
Okay.
It's in the evening from 7 to 9:30. On Saturday, December 13th, we're in Kanata, Ontario at Buster's Bar and Grill.
Nice.
It's an afternoon show, dinner and the show. Uh-huh. So we start at 3 and we're done by 6. So you can come and listen, sing, and have your dinner and go home, and you're all good. And then on the Sunday, we're in Cobden, the Cobden Agricultural Hall, on Sunday, December 14th in the afternoon from 2 to 5. And, you know, before it gets too dark, in case there's a snowstorm.
Exactly. Then, at that time of year, you never know what's going to happen. So weather-wise is a big part of it. Yes.
Exactly. Sure. Exactly. So Friday, December 19th and Saturday, December 20th, we're at a beautiful winery in Shawville called the Little Red Wagon Winery. And it's a beautiful pine building that so intimate, and the food is phenomenal. They make everything homemade there, nice. And the wine's homemade. And so, yeah, that's those two nights. And then on Sunday, the 21st of December, we're at the old stomping grounds. I'm back at home in Queal, Quebec, at Gavin's.
Oh, nice. Yes, yes. So you go yeah. right up to the, pretty well, right to Christmas then.
We do. The last one is the 21st.
I see. Yeah. Yes, yes.
We might be adding a couple more, Johnny, but I'm not sure yet.
Well, keep us posted and we'll share it with our listeners for sure, yes.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
For sure.
When I was just a little boy and Christmas came our way, we always had a turkey on our table Christmas Day. The family came to dinner for to dine and celebrate. And Pa, he carved the turkey up and passed around his plate. Now Pa and Ma had drumsticks, my brothers had the wings. My aunts and uncles had the breast, the white meat and good things. My sister Susie got the neck, and it was plain to see. The left there with some dressing was the other end for me. Oh, we're having a Christmas turkey dinner with dressing that melts right in your mouth. We're having a Christmas turkey dinner, but I always get the end that's going south. Years on every Christmas day, this was my sorry lot. While others got the best of meat, this rear-end thing I got. Now I washed it down with scalding tea, and 'neath my breath I swore, when I grew up I'd never eat that gosh darn thing no more. Oh, we're having a Christmas turkey dinner with dressing that melts right in your mouth. We're having a Christmas turkey dinner, but I always get the end that's going south. Well, I grew up and met a girl, and wedded we did get. Now we buy our Christmas turkey with our baby bonus check. My wife, she carries the turkey now, and you may well depend. My 13 kids get all the best, and I still get the end. Oh, we're having a Christmas turkey dinner with dressing that melts right in your mouth. We're having a Christmas turkey dinner, but I always get the end that's going south. Yes, I always get the end that's going south.
You gotta keep those cards and letters coming in, honey.
Howdy, friends, listeners. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to invite y'all, my listeners, to write yours truly, Johnny Woodlock, as well as Simbush and also Little Gunny. Here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. Have you ever had a thought or a message for us about this program you hear weekly? If so, we would love to hear from you. So write to us at our email address at waybackwoodlock@gmail.com and we'll be sure to write you back. In the meantime, back to the show, friends, and happy listening.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Well, yes, friends, before we send us into the third and final hour of this morning's program, I would like to pay tribute to one of the true legends of the Ottawa Valley Fiddlers. That, of course, was Ward Allen. Now, Ward was and will forever be remembered for his classic called Maple Sugar. And Ward Allen was also paid tribute to by Mac Beattie back in the 60s. In 1965, following his passing, Mac Beattie wrote a song about Ward called Maple Sugar Blues. And then we'll follow that with none other than Ward Allen's all-time signature fiddle composition called Maple Sugar. With that, I would like to say that we'll be back following this. Send us into the third and final hour.
Have you heard the sad news, brother, on the radio today? We all whispered to each other when Ward Allen passed away. And across the wide dominion, folks are mourning at the news, while the fiddles play the maple sugar blues. The announcer said Ward Allen
at the age of 41. And he leaves behind his lovely wife, the mother of two sons. And the million fans who worshipped him are saddened by the news. And the fiddles play the maple sugar blues. In a quiet country churchyard, neath a maple sugar tree, it was here they laid his body down as he wished it to be. Now the maples are in mourning for the great friend we did lose, and the fiddles play the maple sugar blues. He was born and bred in Exeter, Southwest Ontario. He was gentle, kind and humble, everybody loved him so. And he wrote great compositions in his own familiar strain. And the tune called Maple Sugar won him fame. In a quiet country churchyard, neath a maple sugar tree, it was here they'd laid his body down as he wished it to be. Now the maples are in mourning for the great friend we did lose, and the fiddles play the maple sugar blues. The fiddles play the maple sugar blues.
But now, friends, we find ourselves at the end of the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and 101.9 FM, as well as www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to two gospel favorites as we send us into the third and final hour here this morning. I'd like to play, first of all, a classic song as done by our good friend Peter Trenum of Pugwash, Nova Scotia, and called When God Comes and Gathers His Jewels. And then we'll follow with none other than our Canadian plowboy, Orville Prophet, and a song called When God Opens Up Them Pearly Gates. With that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the third and final hour at 10 o'clock here. Good morning, friends.
The ceremony was over. A lad stood alone in tears, for he had just said goodbye to the one he had loved through the years. He stood all alone with his head bowed down, as though his heart would break. Then the parson came over and took his hand, and to him these words he did say: When God comes and gathers his jewels, all his treasures of diamonds and gold, you'll meet her up there, up in heaven so fair, when God comes and gathers his jewels. When the pale moon is shining, you can see this lad all alone, with his eyes lifted toward heaven, he's repeating these words he was told: When God comes and gathers his jewels, all his treasures of diamonds and gold, I'll meet her up there, up in heaven so fair, when God comes and gathers his jewels.
I can see that heavenly door, 'cause I'm one of the ones that he's been waiting for. And judgment morning you will see, when St. Peter does the honor and turns the key. I wanna walk along the road with the Lord, I wanna be on hand for my reward. I wanna hear the angels sing a chord when he opens out the golden gate. People say that it's the pearly gates, but I haven't time to chill 'em for a long debate. For years and years now I've been told that those heavenly portals are a solid gold. When Gabriel plays, I won't be late. I'd like to see him open up the golden gate. I wanna walk along there with the Lord. I wanna be on hand for my reward. I wanna the angels sing a chord when he opens out the golden gate. Now have you read the Bible where the scripture says that the earth will open and the sky will blaze? All the evil people will go down in fire, and the righteous one will join the angels' choir with Gabriel.
expect to see him open up the Golden Gate. I want to walk along the road with the Lord. I want to be on hand for my reward. I want to hear the angel sing a chord when he opens out the Golden Gate. I want to walk along the road with the Lord. I want to be on hand for my reward. I want to hear the angel sing a chord when he opens out the Golden Gate. I want to walk along the road with the Lord. I want to be on hand for my reward. I want to hear.
Hi everyone, I'm Gail Gavin from Queen of Quebec, the Ottawa Valley Hall of Fame, and you're listening to The Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock every Sunday. Keep listening, you'll love it.
In my Renfrew County home where I was born.